IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program of Viewpoint, and I'm Beta, the host of today's episode. And we have two dear speaker guests here with me, Brother Ali and Brother Muhammad. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So in this episode of today, we're going to discuss one of the most controversial issues of Islamic world about Palestinian issue. So as you know, Palestine is one of the most valuable lands and regions in Islam thoughts and also other religions. So in this episode, based on the leadership statements, we're going to discuss this issue.
She's standing on the rubble of her home. She cries out for her parents.
And everywhere in this world, the people, the youth people, are the next generation of leaders and the next decision makers. And particularly because we are Palestinian, and you know, we have been living under the Israeli occupation for more than 60 years. We have more pardon in order to lead our nation and to fight for our rights, and also to try to develop the situation that the Palestinian people live in Palestine, in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon, which unfortunately is going from worse to worse each day.
The right of return is still the major cornerstone of the Palestinian issue. And as the Palestinians would say, though they don't live in Palestine, Palestine lives in their heart. So for all Palestinians, this is core to their whole issue. A lot of Palestinians do not benefit from the very thing which every other society, every other culture, every other civilization is able to benefit from, which is to pass on the progress and the fruits to their next generation. Palestinians, because of the fact that they are under occupation, because they are living as refugees, they are not able to prosper economically, they are not able to develop as a country, as a state, and as a culture and a civilization.
So, as you two just told me, there is a special depth in this supporting that we are actually making for Palestinian people. But here, there is another question. As you know, we have many values, we have many beautiful things, but there is still logic here. And we do something for a return, you know. If, for example, we are helping someone, we may expect that person help us in the future too. So, the question which arises here is that if Palestinian people, the place of Palestinian people were upside down, I mean, they were in our situation and we were in their situation, mm-hmm. everything was vice versa, would they help us in a way we are helping them? If yes, what is your special reason that you are telling me that yes, they would help us?
You see, let's consider this an issue from the perspective of Islam.
Yeah.
If they consider themselves as Muslims, they will definitely help us in the other way around. Especially considering that they have gone through the same oppression that we're going through the same oppression that they went through. A person seeing oppression from the human instinct goes against it, mm-hmm. right? When it comes to Islam, it's even further, the person will stand against that. So if you see so many Muslims around the world, not only in Iran is like, it's a government that is going against Israel, but you see so many groups, movements that are not necessarily backed by governments, but they stand because they're Muslims. So many non-Muslims against oppression, right?
Yeah.
If we see this picture, then definitely we can say the same for Palestinians, because Palestinians, among them, they're definitely people who are against oppression. The main fact that they're fighting, they're resisting this oppression on them, gives us the reason, gives us the notion that when they are on the opposite side, from the side of the supporter, they'll definitely support those who are fighting in the field.
Yeah.
Let me add one more point to the explanations of Brother Muhammad. And When we are helping a person who is in need, I mean, let's say a poor person, a needy person, actually we're not expecting something to get back to us. We're not actually expecting a day that he comes and compensate whatever had happened to him.
We have no such intention.
But from political viewpoint, we have. We should have, you know.
Even, look, we are looking from an Islamic perspective. This is an Islamic perspective. I mean, we are not expecting something to get back to us. Moreover, when we have Islamic principles and Islamic rulings, and everyone who is dedicated to Islamic rulings, he knows that it's his duty or her duty in this time to support Palestinians, whether he is living in Iran or he's living in another country. So if a person, an intellectual Muslim or a wise person, a wise Muslim, knows Islam well, knows that his duty is to help Palestinians at this time, right now. And we have many cases of Muslims, fortunately, plenty of Muslims, I can say, in different Islamic nations, majority of the people are with helping the Palestinian and are with this notion to help the Palestinian and the oppressed Palestinians. But the problem is with the government. The problem is with the Muslim leaders that we have, unfortunately, today. They are not representing the Islamic nations. I think we have to differentiate between these two, mm-hmm. Islamic nations and Islamic leaders.
Yeah.
Islamic leaders, you might say, okay, these are the people who selected the Islamic leaders. No, it's not like that. A country like Saudi Arabia, are people selecting the government?
No.
Definitely no. So there is a sort of gap between these two, fronts. So, fortunately, even if we were in their place, definitely all the Muslims would understand that who is the oppressed and who is the oppressor. And they will do the right, and they would do the needful at the right time. Right?
Yeah. So, thank you for your explanation about these. But you are telling me that they would do that as a kind of thing that because they understand they are Muslims too. But what if their power weren't enough? I mean, what is our goal here? What are we doing for Palestinian people? The goal of us is the freedom of Palestine or referendum? What do we exactly want here?
We, based on our Islamic duties and and humanitarian duties, we are helping the person who is in need, the oppressed one, yeah. Whether he is, let's say, a Muslim
or a non-Muslim.
Again, it is again a good reason to enlighten the hearts of the people who are actually studying about our stances in the scene of the in international arena, to tell them that it is not important for us, for example, that a Muslim is under pressure, or let's say Jew or a Christian. This is the brilliant viewpoint of the leader of the Islamic Ummah. That was given to the international arena, that we are after the votes of the people of the Palestine. Either they are from Islamic Ummah, or from Christianity, or from Judaism. So all of the votes are going to work here. So we are not going to deny the rights of the Jews that were there, and their rights, to ignore their rights.
Mm-hmm.
The same way is happening in our country. Look, different minorities have their own representatives in our Congress, you see, our parliament. In our parliament. You see, Jews have their representative, Christians have their representatives, and even the Zoroastrians have their own representative in our parliament. So this is what Islam says, the rights of the Muslims equals the rights of non-Muslims who are living, they are going to live peacefully together. So this is what we are after. We say, okay, just pay attention to the votes and to the voices of the people who have been living there.
Yeah.
And so, even further than that, I think it's important to understand that now this notion of referendum that is now surfacing the media and the world right now, why didn't they go after referendum at the beginning when they were expediting the entire that country? Why now that the country is in chaos? Why now that the population has been distributed in a way that it comes out to their favor, they're now going to go for referendum? You should have gone for a referendum at the beginning. Ask the people, are you ready to give your lands to these Zionists or not? You have to ask from the beginning. Now that you've usurped their lands, removed half their population, and even further than half, you've caused chaos in the region, then you say, okay, let's now discuss about it. This doesn't work like that.
So I got to know that, okay, we have to maintain this human right everywhere, no matter it is Palestine or any other countries. But are we doing the right thing? I mean, what are we doing right now? We are, I don't know, doing a special budget for this issue, or we are claiming that we are supporting them. But what are the actions we are taking, actually? And are they the right actions to support these people?
As our brother Ali mentioned a few moments ago, that first of all, we're not expecting anything in return.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as the people get their rightful status and we get our security that is long awaited,
are we getting
we're happy
it?
With it. Yeah, of course, we're in the path. Us, by our resistance, by sponsoring the resistance forces in the region and in Palestine itself, we were able to, you know, remove this minor cancer, which initiated from the major cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a story. The leader of the Hamas, when they had the meeting with the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, when he returned, he says a very beautiful thing. He says that he thought that at the end of the mm-hmm. discussions, the leader will definitely ask him something from the Palestinian, like, oh, become Shias or whatever it is,
yeah,
right? He said that he had no such intention. He was all in the form of giving, helping them. There was no expectation from the leader. That's how we are. When we look, when we see this path of resistance, of fighting against this cancer in the region, we're not expecting anything. That's the first point. Mm. So once, as long as according to the ideology of justice, we're in the right path, going against oppression, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
No matter how much budget, no matter how much money we set aside in the budget to fight this, as long as it's the right thing, as long as we're in line with the ideology of Islam, then we're doing the right thing.
Let me add a point to this. Actually, we are not fighting for the Palestinians. We're just supporting them.
Yeah, exactly.
We believe that the whole front of this belief, the whole front of Kufr, is supporting Israel. So what is our duty? Our duty is to support Palestinians. They're defending them with everything, with equipment, with even people to be sent there to, kill Muslims. We are just supporting Palestinians. We strengthen them. Yes, we train them. We do send equipment to them. For example, we do send missiles. And we teach them to how to make missiles because they need to defend their own rights. We believe that we are not going to go, for example, in the Palestinian fronts to, let's say, fight for the Palestinians. We want them to know themselves, to find them, their own selves, and they fight for their own selves, right? So this is the least thing that we are actually doing, but we are expecting the Islamic world to do so. But unfortunately, they are working on normalization of their ties with Israel. So this is a big, let's say, the big misfortune that we have it in Islamic Ummah, that we have been actually, we have been shattered.
Yeah.
That we don't see this unity among the Islamic Ummah. They are expected to help the Palestinians. Yes, some of them say, okay, we sent, we send money for the Palestinians.
Yeah.
What is it this money for? They need your support, man. They need your, stance in international. They need your stance in international arena. This is what works for the Palestinians. So we are doing the least help and the least support to the Palestinians to make them strengthen and to make them strong to help to defend themselves.
Thank you, Brother Ali and Brother Muhammad, for your presence in this episode. So we are here standing for these people, helping them, supporting them most of all. The most important thing here is that we're not going to fight behalf of them. We are just supporting them to be free to find themselves, you know, in a way that they should be. So it was all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you, dear brothers and dear listeners, for being here with us. And I bid you farewell and leave you in the warm embrace of Allah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa
rahmatullah. Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow.
Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Father, to wipe away my tears. That's why I will cry. I feel scared, but I won't show my fears. I keep my head high, deep in my heart. I never have any doubt about Palestine. Tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow.